are there?
Oh, I don't know. How many? Just one?
So I tell them I'm part of the one, and they go,
well, you must be with somebody, right? And I go, actually, if you ask the New Testament saints, they would have said we're part of the, they had different names, Church of God, Church of Jesus Christ, not Latter-day Saints, we're not Mormons, we don't belong to any organization. Yeah. But what they would say to you is they say we're the ecclesia. The word church is a terrible King James version. Ecclesia means called out ones. So we're called out from the world, and we're part of the universal body of Christ. Now, if we were meeting in Plant City, the New Testament saints probably would have said we're the church in Plant City, because we see the Church of Ephesus, Church of Rome. So, but yours says Baptist, and I would lovingly tell you, did you take one? Yeah, you took one of my gospel cards.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was just telling some men down there, the world is down here in sin.
Yeah.
This, I don't know what you believe, but the Bible says that the Super Bowl and violence and carnality and rowdiness is sin.
Yeah.
So the NFL is sin.
Yeah.
Not only does it promote sodomy and lesbianism,
yeah,
it's sin.
Yeah.
So the world's down here. Lovingly, I would warn you, churchianity is about here with the 30,000 different denominations, keeping man-made traditions. When did the Baptists come along? Do you know?
You know? John the Baptist.
You know?
It was a little bit before him, right?
No? No, there was no such thing. John the Baptist is really a bad name. He was a baptizer. His name wasn't John the Baptist. He was the baptizer. King James puts that, like, okay, let me give you this. Jesus Christ. Do you think that's Jesus Christ? Do you think Christ was his last name?
No.
No. They just run the two words together, so it's easy for us to say. Christ means the anointed one. Anyway, the Baptists don't come along until 1620, when you see the first Baptist faith. They are a product of, they came out of with, the Protestants and Evangelicals came out of the Roman Catholic Church, which is a totally pagan system. Then the Evangelicals and the Protestants came out, and the Baptists kind of spit out from them. Then there's Anabaptists that spit out from them. But here's the problem. I would encourage you, my website would help you, go a lot deeper than the 16th century. Go all the way back to the first century. We're following Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather keep? What he ordained in the first century, what Paul taught, or what Baptist guys taught 1,600 years later?
Exactly.
So, and that, let me throw some things at you. You're being very gracious. Things like a building-centered faith. Now, I don't have anything against a building. The problem is, the New Testament body met in homes. They were not building-centered. Most people today will look at a building and go, that's our church. That's unbiblical. That's heresy. Ecclesia, call that one. So it becomes building-centered. A lot of people feel like, I step in the building on Sunday and this is where I worship God. Then they step out and they live their own life. That's, oh, you know how many people here are telling me they're Christians partaking in this?
Okay. Sure.
So the building center's wrong. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Do you know what the word Easter means? Where it came from? Do you know? It's a pagan name, Ashtar. It's a pagan goddess. How can Christians celebrate a name that's twisted and a holiday that God never ordained? Christ's Mass. You probably know the Mass. Where does it come from?
Christ's birthday.
I'm not sure. Exactly.
Roman Catholics.
Okay, yeah.
So on December 25th, the Bible doesn't tell us to celebrate his birthday. It doesn't tell us he was born on December 25th. Everyone's celebrating it in the Christian world with the Roman Catholic papacy that was killing your ancestors about 500 years ago. So the pagan holidays, the building centered, usually, I don't know what yours is, the Baptists usually have a wrong gospel. A lot of times Baptists are Calvinistic, say, oh, once you're saved, you're always saved, only the elect get saved. Other Baptists have a different gospel, but my website, my card would show you that. Go deeper than churchianity is taking. Because when you're transformed by the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, repenting. We were worldly people. I used to be part of this. I know all about this. We were not born this way. We didn't come out of the Mennonites or the Anabaptists. We're not even part of them. We came out of that, and we, for a short visit, she was a Lutheran her whole life, but for a short visit, we went to a churchianity system. The more we read the Bible and compared churchianity to the first century saints, we said, can't do this. So we left. How you talk will change. How you spend your money will change, how you preach will change, who you hang out with will change, how you dress will change, and what's the purpose of all that? Do you know what the purpose of why we live is Christians today? Do you know what the purpose is?
To tell others about Christ.
I'm sorry?
To tell others about Christ.
Well, that's another part of it. It's to exemplify, model, prepare ourselves, and show off Christ. And so what I believe is churchianity follows the culture a lot more in their dress and in their practices and in their entertainment than they do Christ. Does that make sense? So if you want to worship Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, which he said you must do, John 4:24, you have to leave the world. That's this, politics, movies, sports, entertainment. That's all corrupt. That's Satan's system.
Yeah.
This is Satan's system. But Satan is clever. He's got them proving of sodomy, lesbianism, violence. He's got the people in churchianity. Maybe he's got you if you're confused on what the biblical gospel is and the truth. So I'm glad I get to witness more to Christians than I do worldly people sometimes when I come here. But you have to go deeper. Jesus said that he made the way. In Hebrews 5:9, Paul said, Jesus Christ made the way for those who obey him. So your strive in your life should be to obey the word of God, not the Baptist church, not your pastor. Because your pastor might keep saying, if he's keeping Christmas and Easter, he's keeping saying, he's keeping man-made traditions. So your charge is to obey Jesus Christ and his word. And my website for free lays that all out in God's word. Go on the teaching blog. I have an article on the Baptist faith. Again, we're not with any denomination. What we want you to become is the ecclesia of Christ. Come out of all that and serve. Would you put this in my backpack for me? Serve Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. And then the world will know that you're his by your love for each other. Churchianity is just a man-made religious system. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
I'm Jim. You've been gracious.
You've been gracious.
Nice to meet you guys. We love you. Let me know if I can help you. You got my contact info.
I got it.
Go deep.
You got us too. We go right here.
Go deep and make sure that you're following and coming out of sin. Last thing I'll leave you with, Jesus' blood doesn't just cover us automatically. Everybody in the world, oh, Jesus died. I believe in his shed blood. He died. I'm going. The Bible teaches unless you forsake your sin. That means leave it, stop it, don't practice it. It's not covered by the blood of Christ. If you stood in court in front of a righteous judge and you broke a law out here and he said, you seem like a fine young man, I might give you mercy today. Are you going to break any more of my laws? And if you look at the judge and go, oh, your honor, give me mercy, I won't break any more laws. He's going to go, I'm going to give you mercy because I see some good in you. Don't break laws. I let your sentence. I quit it. What if you stood before that righteous judge and you said, I broke that law that day. I know I'm going to break a lot more. What's the judge going to say? He's going to say, 1 year in jail to teach you a lesson. That's God is even holier than the judge. So if you practice and keep any sin that you won't leave, it's on your record and it won't be forgiven. This is why being a Berean and studying and knowing the difference between churchianity and the true New Testament faith is going to save your soul or damn your soul. We love you.
Yes,
God be praised.
You too, man.